Track 16. It should have been a year of celebrations, community events and charity fundraising. Now Bakers and Lanas of Holt is celebrating its 250th anniversary by looking forward to a bright future.
For 2.5 centuries, Bakers and Lanas has stood, literally and figuratively, at the heart of Holt life. The much-loved Holt-based business, which celebrates its 250th anniversary this year, is also at the heart of a far larger swathe of Norfolk. It has not been an easy year in which to celebrate such an impressive anniversary, with a pandemic forcing part of the business to close for 3 months, and then the devastating fire which destroyed its Budgeon supermarket in Holt. And yet the response to the trauma of both reveals just why Bakers and Lanas has survived so long and is now pivoting from celebrating the past 250 years to looking forward to another 250 years at the heart of the community and county life. 9 generations of the Baker family have been involved in the business, which has its headquarters at 8 Market Place Holt since 1770. The business was a shop for about 40 years before then. Over 250 years, that shop developed into a business which offered everything from blacksmiths and brewer to beauty and building supplies. In the middle of the 20th century, it was largely an agricultural supplies business, but today it is a renowned Holt department store, including food hall, fine wines, garden centre, kitchen and cookshop, restaurant, perfume and beauty, home furnishing and ladies and menswear, plus Budgeon supermarkets in Holt and Aylsham, and C.T. Baker's builders merchants in Holt, Aylsham, North Walsham and Stalham. Michael Baker, who died last year, has been credited with reviving the fortunes of the business. He took over as managing director in 1974, the 7th generation of Bakers to run the business, and expanded from having fewer than 20 staff to more than 275. He had been a chartered chemical engineer, but returned to Norfolk to reinvigorate the family firm, and over the next 45 years also contributed to local politics and organisations, and helped raise considerable sums for charities. He oversaw the purchase of the Lana store in 1977, and acquisitions continued with the builders merchants, Betty's department store, which specialised in clothing, furnishings and furniture, and Budgeon supermarkets to serve the people of Holt and Aylsham. By 2011, Holt had the biggest Budgeons in Britain. The programme of the 250th anniversary celebrations was originally divided into 3 sections, for customers, for the community and for staff. But they had barely begun before the pandemic hit, and what should have been a jubilee year became darker still when the Holt branch of Budgeons was destroyed by fire on the evening, which before coronavirus had been set aside for the staff party. However, the company again responded to the devastating blow quickly, with the post office moved to the main department store within days, and a temporary replacement supermarket to serve shoppers while the original is being built was constructed by companies which assembled the Nightingale Hospitals earlier this year. "We always said it would be a very memorable year, and it certainly has been that," said Marketing and Communications Manager Louise Cowell. Continuing a long history of helping local charities, the 250th anniversary celebrations included raising £25,000 for East Anglia's Children's Hospice, each. "We had so much lined up to help us raise the money," said Louise. But Bakers and Lanas is determined to honour this pledge, with fundraising continuing and an impressive £12,000 already collected. A unique piece of sculptural art, painted by Norfolk prodigy Kieran Williamson to support the EACH appeal, is expected to raise thousands more when it is sold or auctioned. Kieran painted a stunning picture of Mawston Harbour across the front of a 1.6-metre-high owl, which has been on show in the department store, and affectionately nicknamed Molly Mawston. "It has been an incredibly challenging year. I don't think the business has seen anything as challenging in its 250 years, but we will come through it," said Louise. we have been the lifeblood of the community, and we can look to the next 250 years.